Now, why is this a dangerous doctrine in faith healing, you know, speaking in tongues, miracles? Why is that dangerous? You know, for us, you may think, well, that's just a stupid doctrine. It's foolish. It looks funny. You know, you see the memes and people make memes out of them and they transform into like being Street Fighter and stuff and people are falling. It's pretty funny. But here's the thing. I believe it's also dangerous, though. Yep. And I'm going to explain why. You see, I believe that every false religion has an element within their teaching that the New World Order and the Antichrist has to appeal to. Let me repeat that. I believe that every false religion has an element that the New World Order and the Antichrist has to appeal to. Every single religion. Why? Because you have in the New World Order one world religion. And in order to have one world religion, you have to have everyone agreeing with you. And you have to have an element within your structure that appeals to every single religion, every single belief system. Now, where does Pentecostals fit with this? Where does the Charismatics fit with this? Signs and wonders. Okay, look at Revelation 13, verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, keep in mind that there's like 279 million Pentecostals all around the world. It's a lot. Okay? Obviously, there's like, what, 7-point-something billion people in the world? Is that correct? About that much? You know, that's a large amount. And the element that the Charismatics look for is not the preaching. Pentecostals don't look for preaching. I have an aunt who's a Pentecostal, and she told me years ago, you know, she was like, she came to my church, or we were meeting in front of my church for whatever reason. It was like an off day. And she said, how long do you worship for? And I was like, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean, like, how long? Like, the preaching? She goes, no, the worship. How long do you worship? I'm like, are you talking about the singing? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, we have three congregational songs, and then we sing a song at the end of the preaching. So the preliminaries takes about like 10, 15 minutes. So it's like 15 minutes of singing. Oh, no, I can't. No way. I need to have at least an hour and a half. I was like, of what? Of singing? She's like, yeah. She's like, the preaching, I can read my Bible at home or something, you know? I was like, what in the world? That blew me away. I was like, you come to church for preaching. That's what it's for. We sing to prepare the heart for preaching, but at the end of the day, the focal point of the service is preaching. But not for the Pentecostal. They love the singing and the movement and the dancing, you know, the cumbia for the Spanish ones, salsa, whatever, you know, as long as it appeals to the flesh. And they're there for the signs and wonders as well. You know. And I believe Satan is going to attempt to emulate this. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to read to you from Matthew 24, verse 23. If any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? That in the book of Acts, you see the apostles doing signs and wonders. Over and over and over, the signs of the apostles, signs and wonders, signs and wonders. Look at 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. That's not there on accident. What it's talking about is that these apostles are going to be doing these signs and wonders as well. False apostles, okay? Now, go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at verse number 7. It says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So what do we see here? We see Satan also emulating these signs and wonders. You know, where's Pentecostalism in the end times? There it is. You know, Revelation 13:13 says, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So he's going to appeal to that crowd, isn't he? Because they're not looking for the word of God. They're like the Pharisees who say, show me a sign. And you know what the Antichrist is going to do? I'll show you a sign, if that's what you want. I'll show you signs and lying wonders. So don't think just because there's signs and wonders that it's of God. Because what example do we have in the Old Testament where that took place? You have Moses doing signs and wonders, but you also have the magicians, Jannes and Jambres. He threw down the snake or the staff and it became a snake. What do we see with Jannes and Jambres? They did the same exact thing. You know, and they would always just emulate everything that Moses did, everything that every miracle that he accomplished, they did too. But here's the difference. Theirs was lying wonders. Whereas God's wonder was true. And how do we know that they're different? Well, it's based upon where we place the emphasis. See, in our church, we do not emphasize signs and wonders. Because signs and wonders cannot be tested today. And we know that they were subject only to the apostles. What are we able to determine? What are we able to test? The word of God. Amen. Doctrine. Yeah, right. You know, we're able to try them that say they are apostles and are not, as the Bible says. Okay? Based upon the doctrine that's coming out of their mouth.